Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Hello, Vol Nation. Welcome to another episode of Believe in Tennessee Football. I'm your host, as always, Kyler Ferguson, joined with Greg Bacon. Have a great podcast today. Before we get into that, if you guys are watching, please like and subscribe to this video. It helps us so much. It takes no time. And if you're just listening, rate and review, download, re-download, follow us on whatever platform you're listening on. We have merch, How We Doing Bud t-shirts, which you can find in the link below. And follow us on social media at Believe in Tennessee for our main account on Twitter, at rbacon26 for Reed, at Kyler Kurbison for myself. Now, on this podcast, we are talking a little weekend recaps, but also talking about the basketball team, a big win over Georgia, and the game coming up versus Texas. This is right before that Texas game. And we're talking about Heupel's contract extension. What does that mean for the future? Is it worthy of what he has done? And what would it take to actually get to a point where we wouldn't want Heupel as a coach? So we talk about it all. Great, fun podcast. Bunch of laughs, too. So let's jump into it.
Tie the game. Snap. The kick is in the air. And the kick this time is... No, sir-ree. No, sir-ree. Final score, Tennessee 20, Florida 17. Pandemonium reigns.
Looks, loads up, fires long for the end zone. The pass is going to be caught by Tennessee.
Tennessee wins!
Caught it by Tennessee, Jawan Jennings. Jennings makes the catch in the end zone on the Hail Mary.
Down at the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. What did he do? All he did was score. Joey Pitts, touchdown on play number one.
All right, so before we jump into the podcast, got to shout out our number one sponsor, betonline.ag. It is the place to go for betting. It is your number one source for betting. They have all the odds, all the team totals, all the parlays that you could ever want, and they cover every sport. You got NFL, you got NBA, you got tennis, you got golf, you got baseball, you got everything you could think of. It is the place to go if you're going to bet on anything and make anything exciting. So for first-time signups, go over to betonline.ag, and for a 50% welcome bonus, Use promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, at checkout and receive that 50% welcome bonus. Bet online, where the game starts. All right, welcome in, everybody. Another great podcast, as I always say. We get to talk about Heupel getting a little contract extension, a little bit of B-ball talk. But before we get into any of that, Reed, how we doing, bud?
Kyler. I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. So we recorded like not this Thursday, but last Thursday.
Yeah.
So and we haven't. It's been like over a week, and so we didn't get to talk weekends last weekend. And last weekend was a huge weekend for your boy. Got a new car.
I got my
dream car that I've wanted, not my super dream car.
What the frick does that even mean?
So like super my legit dream car, like if I had all the money in the world, like it would be a Rolls Royce.
Okay.
But like if I had all the money in the world, I would drive a Rolls Royce and I would have the car I have right now.
Would you drive the Rolls Royce or have someone else drive you in the Rolls Royce?
I do like to be driven. I would do both probably.
Because I think a Rolls Royce is meant for that.
Right.
It's meant for you to have a driver.
Right. No, I would do both. I would have someone drive me, but I would also drive it myself. But so yeah, like I've worked really hard, tried to make some really good decisions to set myself up, and I finally just bit the bullet and got a Yukon AT4.
There you go.
And I absolutely love it, so I'm obsessed. So big, massive weekend there.
We're both GMC guys.
I've
got a GMC Sierra.
And it's like – and you know, the thing is like I am usually not a big, like, brand person. Like, I like stuff that I like. I don't like stuff just because of a brand.
Yeah.
But once I find a brand that I really respect and like, I go all in.
I got a decal. They're I have the picture of the founder up in my bathroom.
No, I do not have a decal. Nothing's going on that. No decals. No, but yeah. So like, my parents had bought me a used Yukon when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I had a Jeep. My first Jeep was awesome. Loved it. But when I got hit and got totaled, they bought me a Yukon that was used. And I loved it. We still have that car to this day. My dad drives it. And so we just like, we've always been Jeep people. But when we got that first Yukon, we're like, these things are absolute beauties of a car. Meaning like they run so well. Mm-hmm. They last forever.
Yeah, they're tanks.
Yeah. I mean, like, there was a family in our neighborhood that literally had an old Yukon, and I think it had like 300 something thousand miles.
That's crazy.
And it was just like, you know, now obviously they didn't keep the inside super nice, but it was like it would ride like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, big weekend there. This weekend's been a great weekend. So my mom came over to visit. She loves Nashville. So
you got a little test of editing this past week.
I'm glad you brought that up. You test of editing. This guy has done a lot of work, and I know that he is, you know, chasing his dream, and he wants to, whether it's podcasting, media, or whatever. It's funny because I've always known you're really smart, but we haven't been to school together in a long time. So it's like watching you edit that stuff. I'm like, damn, you taught yourself all this? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I forgot how smart you are. So,
all right, get off your knees. Come on. Jesus.
Loved us. But seriously, you put so much time and effort, and I really respect it. And I hope that the listeners really, really respect it, because if I put in an hour to rewatch a game and an hour to record, you're putting in 2, 3, 4 more hours a week on that on top of your regular job. So,
yeah. Thank you.
Yes, it is very impressive. And like I told you, I hope it does all work out, especially for you at some point down the road. Then Karen came over. We've just been hanging out, went to Jeff Ruby's last night for the first time when we grew up here, so we like Sperry's and we like some of the more old school kind of places that have been here. But we wanted to try Jeff Ruby's. Have you been?
I've never been there.
It's I liked it. I don't know if it's necessarily worth like all the hype or like how expensive it is. It's good. You know, I'm happy I tried.
Barely a expensive restaurant can like live up to the prices. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there are so many times where, and I think, I don't know if this is like the athlete side of me, where I'm like, it matters more that I have food in me to let me keep going throughout my day than it is that it's this grass-fed beef that and you did all this special stuff to it and it cost 8 times the price. I'm like, what is the – dude, don't take me to a restaurant with little tiny plates. I'm going to flip the table. Look at me. So, I'm going to flip – I'm not – you give me something like this and it's $25, I'm going to freak out. I hate
everyone just called
me. I hate it.
Keep our composure out there.
I'm gonna be like, how many more of these are you bringing? Because this is ridiculous.
So I'm a foodie. I'm a foodie. Like I love food. I love breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch. Like it's an adventure. Like I enjoy the food. I look forward to my favorite restaurants. I like to take in like everything about it. Like you're right. I don't like going to a place that thinks they're so fancy and it's got to be, you know, like literally last night they were like, we get the fish and you were in, and it's eating, you're eating it in your sushi within 72 hours of it's caught. I'm like, yeah. Whatever. And they're like, and we got this bone marrow that's unbelievable. And my favorite sis, but I also love this. And then, you know, they got their steaks and then,
I bet they say that in Nebraska too.
Well, and here's the other
restaurant in Nebraska that's just in the middle of the United States, landlocked, and it's like the farthest place away from any water.
No, like, oh, we just caught these fish like yesterday. Yeah,
it's here.
Yeah, and now one of the things that I was happy to like, so a place here that I like, and I'm not saying it's super nice or super fancy, but it's a place that I like because it hit everything. Like they weren't trying too hard. Mm. It's a nicer place. But they don't have, they're not shoving that down your throat and you don't have 7 different waiters and they come and scoop the white tablecloth off like they do at some of these places. Some people like that and that's fine. That's just not me. Like I'm fine with paying, you know, a pretty penny for a good meal, but like Bricktop's here. I think Bricktop's is super solid. Like I think it can be a little bit nicer, you know, but it's not super nice, but like you're going to get some sushi and a steak and it's reasonably priced, you know, and you don't have some waiter that's just, you know, way over the top.
I'll tell you this. I do like Kane Prime, but the only 2 times I've eaten there, I didn't pay. So
Kane Prime's, it's funny. So that's one of the places I haven't been to yet because I've heard mixed things. So one of the places we went to in the summer was Bourbon Steak.
Okay.
And it was, I liked the meal because we had a, my aunt had just, and it's not a big deal. Like we just had a group of like 10. Mm. So she said, is there a private room that we can have? And they're like, yeah, sure. And so it was cool because you go up the elevator, we went to the back of the restaurant and it was just like, we had one room by ourselves and it was a very nice room. And it's like, you know, 40 or 50 levels up or what am I trying to think of?
I mean, 40 or 50 like stories?
Yeah, stories. Yeah. So you're like 50 stories up.
Yeah.
So it's like cool. You get to see out of Nashville, but like, I think I got like a 22 ounce, like 50-day or 100-day aged ribeye, and it was like $100, and I was like, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's, but it's exactly. But it's not blowing my balls off. Yeah. If I'm being honest,
they are still attached.
Yeah. So it's like that's why I always say like in Knoxville, like I would rather pay that medium range and get something literally from Chop House or like Longhorns or freaking Texas Roadhouse because it's a good piece of meat. It tastes fine, but it's $25 compared to going somewhere that's 70 or 80. And it's not that much difference. Mm-hmm. I will say that I thought I just got a New York strip. It was, you know, $70. And I actually thought it was a very good piece of meat.
Okay.
So I did give Jeff Ruby's that. The sushi was good and it was fairly priced, but it wasn't great.
Okay.
And I will say, this is the last thing I'll say. It cracks me up because they tried to say that, and our lobster mac and cheese is 6 different cheeses imported, da 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 da. And what's funny is places like Fleming's and Ruth Chris say that too. Mm-hmm. But one time I was eating at the Oliver down there in Market Square in Knoxville, and which was a great meal. I really enjoyed it. But our waiter there was a little bit of a younger guy. We were talking. He was like, he was just a very nice guy, and he was a good waiter. And he had worked at Fleming's, and he'd worked at Ruth Chris. And he was like, yeah, you know how they tell you all this stuff about? He's like, that lobster mac and cheese. He's like, it's the exact, he's like, the lobster is like frozen and the mac and cheese is like like Velveeta. Like he was like, it literally cost them like $1 to make and they sell it for 16. I was like, are you BSing? And he's like, no, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
He's like, it's the biggest BS in the world.
Yeah.
This is another thing he said. He goes, they order their steaks. They're those exact same steaks. Like when you go to Ruth Chris, they'll tell you like these steaks are imported mm-hmm. or whatever. He goes, they order the exact same steaks that Texas Roadhouse and Longhorns order from.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so funny to me.
It's just supply and demand. It's just, hey, we've gotten this facade going that we are better.
Right.
So
right.
we can charge higher right. prices. That's right. it. So yeah.
it's just funny. But and then I went to the Green Hills Mall today because it's they have Warby Parker I need some glasses. And so they have two Warby Parkers. One's in Edge Hill, one's at the Green Hills Mall. And my mom wanted to eat somewhere in Green Hills. So I was like, all right, I'll go there. I'm not a huge fan of the malls because it's so hard to get in and out of.
It's awful.
But we went over there, got me some new glasses.
He's a smart bacon.
I'm going to look smart with them.
Yeah. You're going to look smart. Yeah. I don't know if you'd be smart.
So what about your weekend last weekend and then big weekend for you today because you played golf today?
I played golf. It's been a while since I played just because it's been cold as hell.
It's January.
I mean, yeah, it's January. Just hitting freaking stingers, baby draws, flopping it everywhere. No, I mean, I was three putting every single hole, shanking my driver, dribbling it down the fairway. But
did you have one good drive?
Yeah, so no, my best.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Did you par a hole?
I did par a hole.
Okay, that's
all. Yeah, so that's what matters is that I got at least one. But I have no idea what it is. Like a 4 or 5 iron is a better shot for me than my driver. I have no control over the driver. I have no idea if I'm gonna shank it right, if it's gonna dribble, if it's gonna pop straight up. Like I'm just swinging and seeing what happens. But with my 5 and my 4s, I can get a good hit at it. It goes like the distance that way usually goes straight. Like, and I had a couple good shots with those clubs, but I just can't not hit my driver. Cause then it's just like, what are you just giving up? You're just giving up on you're just never going to use your driver again.
Right.
Cause I could hit a teed up 4 iron on a par 5 and then just hit it again. And hit it again and be on the green in right. 3. So it's like, I could do that.
But realistically, you can't play meaningful golf that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so you do need to learn. But I've told you this before, because when we've played, you do hit your 4 and 5 iron great, which is funny because longer irons are usually very difficult for people.
I know. It's like my easiest ones.
But which is great that you have that to fall back on. But obviously, you will need to get lessons. And you've never had lessons. You're still very new to the game.
I'm doing it myself.
Yeah. I mean, you're like 9 feet tall. It's like – I mean, you have a lot to – there's a lot of stuff going on between here and here.
Yeah. Plus, like, I'm not loose. Like, I am so tight in chest and shoulders. And it's just like, you notice.
Yeah. It's just all arms.
Yeah. Swinging. It's like a lot of times I do like an all arms, but I mean, sometimes when I do an all arms, it works out well. Like if I'm in a situation where it's like my feet are awkward or in a weird spot or I'm up and down, I'm leaning forward or leaning back. And then I just like all arms, I'll get a good shot off.
It happens. That's golf, bro. That's golf.
It's weird. But yeah, besides that, it's good. I mean, it is Saturday. It's before the Tennessee-Texas game, just in case, because it comes out Wednesday and everybody's like, well, you're not going to talk about that game? But
it's just the way the schedule worked out for us. So tomorrow I'm going back to Knoxville, and so I'm leaving early because I want to get back for the AFC and NFC Championship. If not, I would have been here and we would have talked about the Texas game.
Yeah.
Here's a little Texas preview for you is since I'm driving home tomorrow, I'm going to mass. I'm doing the Saturday vigil mass at 5 instead of watching the game. So I could be a Vol fan and say, hey, I'll watch the game at 5, go to dinner afterwards. And then just go wake up early and go in the morning. But people that know me,
but you definitely said, I'm not watching another game until February. So you're really just sticking to your words.
So that you let me put a bow on it. Let me put a bow on it. So technically people that know me know that I like to sleep. I don't necessarily like to get up early. And I honestly care more about watching the AFC and NFC championship than I do watching this game. And it's because I
don't even care about those teams.
I don't care about those teams. I have money on the games because I have future bets. But, like, I just want to watch good football compared to a basketball game that, yeah, I want us to win, but it's January 28th.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, I have my frustrations with UT. So, yes, I want to win today. But, like, I'm choosing to go to Mass instead of watching it. And Mass will be an hour. So, I'll catch
up. That's a highlight.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But that's just, like, it's just I want it to change. I want to change. And, like I said, I do care about winning. And I am going to go to a game this year. And I think going to a game will probably get me into it. But, yeah. Like, I know you're going to be locked into it. I will say this. I watched a little bit of the Georgia game. And – It's nice to just check in and see that they're
handling business.
Right. But I'm going to tell you right now, and I should have pulled up the roster. I don't want to butcher his name, but Awaka, the freshman, I love watching him play.
Yeah.
Down low.
What number is he?
11.
Yeah.
So, like, already got the big shoulders, already has the body of a junior, senior. And it's like, as a freshman, you're like, okay, he comes in, plays pretty good defense, and rebounds pretty well. And you're like, okay, I can expect that just because he's a good body. But some of his download moves that he even had against Kentucky, and then I saw him the other night, he's got this little, like, turnaround. He's got a little hook. Like, I love watching him play. Now, obviously, I'm not trying to sit here and tell you he's going to make some massive impact today. I'm just saying someone that I've noticed that I like as a younger guy that I enjoy watching.
Don't worry. They'll call you out in the comments.
Yeah.
Well, I just – you said he was great. And he has five turnovers. And it's like – they get bacon. He led me astray.
I just, you know how I love my old school basketball. And so I love watching the good, yeah. I love watching good down low play.
Good elbows down low, strong up.
Yeah. I mean, Tennessee's favored by 5.5 or 6 last time I saw it. I think Tennessee wins because they're at home. You know, if we lose, I'm not going to be surprised. I mean, you know, they're going to play good defense. Are the shots falling?
Still top 10 team. It's like,
yeah. And it's like, and the other thing is, you know, if Santiago comes out and hits his couple threes at home, Zakai's been playing great these past couple games.
I mean, that run versus Georgia where they, like, missed 8 shots in a row, it was like after that it was done.
Right.
So it's like we can just hold a lead very well because we're so good on defense.
Right, right.
I will say one thing because the college game day has already happened. Like, we all know – that Joe can throw things. Just, it's enough.
Oh, are they?
We know that Joe can throw things.
Wait, what happened?
He literally went on college game day and they had him shoot half court shots and then throw a basketball like as far as he could. And he like threw it into the stands behind the goal.
Enough already.
And it was like, bro, I looked on social media on Twitter. It was the second or third, like every third thing was like, look at Joe throw this thing. Look at Joe throw it. Look at Joe throw. I'm like, I get it. It's the bro. Guy's got a freaking arm. I know this. I've watched it. Enough. You know what I want him to do is get out there with freaking Squirrel and Ramel and Brew. I'd love to see some practice. You know, if you're going to tweet out something, have them be down at freaking
Daggum, boy. It's Saturday. Why are you on college game day? Aren't you supposed to be practicing?
Yeah. Oh my God. I sound like an ass. I sound like a 60-year-old old man ball fan. Like,
why are these dang boys practicing? They're getting distracted out there. Yeah. They ain't paying attention to the game. What are you doing with the basketball in your hand? You're going to fuck up your throwing motion.
It's like they're not allowed to have any fun.
Yeah.
Listen, I had already gotten annoyed with it last year because every time he stepped in the game, they're like, and here's Joe Milton. He's a specimen. He can throw it this far. And I get it because we watch every game just like everyone that watches this watches every UT game. So you all are probably tired of hearing it too. But what they have to do is when it's the 7 o'clock game at night and it's against South Carolina and Joe comes in, when Henning gets hurt, they like these announcers have to treat it like it's the first time someone is watching Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's why we hear the same thing over and over. But yes, it's so annoying. It's like, I don't give a damn how far you can throw it. As long as like, just be accurate.
Yeah. Like, I care if you win.
Right. That's it.
Not if you throw it 70 yards.
Right.
Or if you throw an orange or a basketball.
Don't care.
Just like, it's we got it.
Right.
We got it. It's enough.
Right. So I got the roster pulled up and I don't want to butcher his first name. I need to hear it on TV, but yeah. it's just T-O-B-E. So I don't know if that's
Toby.
Toby. Yeah. Toby Awaka. But probably. Like a freshman, 6'8", 250, what a fucking just hoss. And the other thing is New York. Oh my gosh. You know that dude, or you know he grew up playing just some nasty ball.
Yeah, some nasty ball in the streets.
And here's another thing is too, I've seen a couple things on Twitter about this. And since we're just talking basketball and I just remembered it, but people have been talking about BJ Edwards. And there was a couple of stretches where I would see on Twitter a couple of weeks back where maybe Double Z wasn't playing his best game. And they're like, why have we not seen BJ Edwards? Mm-hmm. Now, so I'm not going to proclaim that I know him, and I'm not going to proclaim that I've watched a ton of him. But I did last year end up going to – I had not been to a Catholic basketball game in years, but I ended up going to two of them, and I watched him. And I said then to my dad when we were sitting there, because we had some friends and one of their daughters is a coach for the girls team. So we saw, watched a little bit of it, watched a little bit of the guys. And I told my dad right then, right, I was like, he's not ready to play at UT yet offensively.
Yeah.
That he's a good sized kid. He's athletic. And I think that he could probably play some pretty good defense. But like offensively, I'm sitting there and I'm watching and I'm like, he's not dominating. Like he was very, very good at Catholic. But he was not just like unstoppable on offense where I thought that he needed to be to translate as a Kenny Chandler playing as a freshman. Yeah. Right. Right. And so it's like, you know, it's not like he's super deadly from three. He was very good at getting to the rack. And sometimes when you're very good at getting to the rack in high school, you like have to adjust to getting like you have to. It's going to be a year. Boots. Yeah, it's going to be a year or two maybe to get adjustment. You can be very good, and he could end up being a very good player for UT down the road. But, like, if you're not a freak like a Kennedy Chandler, it's very hard for you to get to the rack the same way you did in high school when it's against different people.
I mean, sometimes, like, when you're playing in high school, like, the tallest guy in the freaking thing is, like, 6'9", 6'8",
right,
on the court.
Right. But like, how well does that guy move?
Yeah, and then, like, how well does that guy move? And it's, like, you get to college, and, like, the centers are 7'1".
And probably move great.
Yeah.
Unless, like, unless you're Euros.
You're going to drive through him?
Right.
Like – you know, you definitely got to adjust.
Yeah. And there was times like, there were times that I thought at Catholic, like maybe sometimes they went to Blue Cane, maybe more on an offensive. And then they had another kid who was just a very routine high school player, but he could fill it up from outside from three. And so it's like, sometimes they go to him. And so if there's two other options besides BJ, sometimes on offense. So I just had seen people being like, why is he not playing? Why is he not playing? Yeah. Listen, Rick Barnes, if I saw it, Rick Barnes knows, like, this kid's not ready yet. Yeah. Like, at least offensively.
Yeah, shout out Rick Barnes. It was, like, that it came out that Uris missed those two free throws, like, late in the game versus Georgia. We were already up with a lot. But he made him shoot 100 free throws before he left.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, like, made him shoot 100. He didn't make all, but you had to shoot 100.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how it should be.
You said that last podcast.
Literally said it last podcast. I'm like, why is like,
why are you on College Game Day throwing that thing over there?
Listen, if Rick Barnes needs to come and ask me a few questions, I can help him out a little.
You were a manager for the basketball team one year.
I was. I didn't do shit.
Was that for your graduate?
Yeah, it was for my sports management master's. And it's like a practicum, so like you work in like the operations side of stuff. It wasn't like actually helping the basketball team, and then it was just like,
was it Barnes or Donnie Tindall?
It was Tindall.
That's why you were there the one year.
I was like putting recruiting things in envelopes and stamping them.
Yeah.
Like I was not doing hard work, hard labor, nothing like that.
Yeah.
So, but
Donnie.
Yeah, but like made him shoot those free throws. I'm like, that's exactly what should happen. It's like, if my wide receivers on my football team aren't catching jugs after practice,
Something's wrong.
If my guys aren't shooting free, like it's called a free throw for a reason. You should be shooting now. Every person should. You all get a chance to do it. Why is that not the best shot in your arsenal? Why are we shooting 68% on the season? Like that's bad.
Yeah, and when it comes tournament time and the pressure's up and those rectums get about this tight.
My rectum's going to be that tight.
Yeah, it's like you don't need to be shooting 68%. No. So, yeah, listen, I'll be excited to see how they play. I think they win because it's in Knoxville. But listen, it's a January basketball game. Like, this is more for seeding. So, yeah. And seedings do matter. Like, I mean, it is nice to be a 1, 2, and 3 seed.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to have to battle as an 8 or 9, you know, or 5 or 6 or whatever. So yeah. go win the game and, you know, we'll see what happens and then we can react to it afterwards. I guess.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Some other really only main thing that we want to talk today is our man getting fat stats.
Fat, getting paid. Josh Heupel, contract extension, takes him through 2029. $9 million a year. After just getting a $1 million bump last year. I think now is the only time that coaches' pay lines up with how the work. Because of the fact they have to recruit all year long, and they have to recruit their guys that are on their team and other guys. Like, you have to consistently be a sounding board, be an influence, be a good coach, be like connected with every single player in your team while also trying to do it outside of your team, which is crazy.
While trying to win games.
While trying to win games. While trying to watch film and get everything that you can while doing shows and events, like you're not getting much sleep. So it makes sense that they're $9 million. I always have like a, you know, just visceral reaction to the buyouts because I'm like obviously Tennessee has struggled with this in the past because all of our coaches have ended up sucking and we've had to pay them buyouts. But people say it like the best job in the country is a fired football coach. Like Cliff Kingsbury just got fired and he booked a one-way ticket to the Philippines. He's just like,
yeah. And he had just gotten a contract extension the year before.
Yeah.
So he's just leaving with, you know, just $20 million, yeah. $15 million. So here's the deal for me. First off, I'm happy and I'm good with it because I love Coach Heupel.
Yeah.
I want him to stay. I'm fine with the big buyout so that someone doesn't steal him. You know, this is the first time with a coach, you know, with
that you felt comfortable.
Yes. Like, you know, when Butch gets one, like who the fuck was coming to steal Butch from us? Even when Butch had it going somewhat right, Who's coming to Steelbook? Nobody. So it's like they were doing it because it's almost like what you do. It's like, oh, but yeah. Like really the reason in my eye that you give someone an increase is A, they've earned it. And maybe there was some, you could argue that like Butch did earn maybe some of his because he took it from Dooley, Nader.
The one thing I disagreed with was the extension after 2016. There was like an extension after 2016. Then he did two more years. But right. Like it was like,
why?
Well, he just lost to South Carolina at Vanderbilt. Like, hold on a second.
Yeah. First off, and sometimes they do those extensions so that it's like for recruiting, like, oh,
he's here.
Right. Yeah. Like you might hear he's on the hot seat, but really we're committed to him, all that bull crap. But like, oh, well, you know, that's all fake and just it's just for
you should never pick a school based off a coach.
Yeah. You've always said
never. Any kid that is somehow listening to this, likes to listen to this, and it's getting recruited, never, ever pick a school because of a coach. They're going to leave. Like Saban is the greatest football coach ever, and he's been there for, you know, 15 years. His offensive coordinators have left. His position coaches have left. His defensive coordinators have left. All of their position coaches have left. It's like you have one – the best team over the past two decades, only one coach is still there.
Right.
Everybody else has left. The strength conditioning coach left. The nutritionists have left. Don't – like, you're not spending a bunch of time with the head coach, so don't pick off him either. You're going to spend hours with that position coach,
yeah.
Hours with that strength coach.
Yeah.
And it's like – but pick it because of university. Pick it because of an NIL deal and the fans.
Somewhere that you just feel – somewhere you just feel comfortable, like yeah, being in the building, being in the town, being in the players that you're playing with. Like,
yeah, just something. But, yeah. Like, do not pick it because of coach.
I think the best way to say it is don't pick it because the – don't make the reason you pick – it because the coach number one.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, don't go. Like,
you're not their first priority.
Right. Like, you want to like your coach.
Yeah, you want to like them. But
and the culture that they've built.
When it comes down to it, their family.
Now, I will say.
Is their first, not you.
Yeah.
They'll do whatever they can to help them.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. But, like, if I was getting recruited by Heupel, I would honestly feel comfortable that he's going to be there for at least the next 2 years. I personally would feel that
definitely.
Way.
Definitely.
You know, he just signed an extension. But, like, even if he does really well, like, I don't know where he would go in college. And for me, like, if I was being recruited, I'm like, I guess the only thing that I could see with him is, like, the NFL. Like, I don't know where.
Because the only one people thought about was Oklahoma.
Right, and they just hired Brent Venables.
And they're coming to the SEC, so right. It's kind of like
– it would be a lot.
It's yeah. Lateral.
And it, like, and doesn't. And people talk about, like, he didn't leave on good terms, that type of stuff. So, but anyways, I when it comes to giving him the extension and the money, I 1,000% think he deserves it.
Yeah.
And he deserves to be paid in the upper echelon, not only of the SEC, but of college football.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really don't know how many people, I don't really know how many coaches in this world could do what he did in the amount of time they did it right. Yeah. Now, there's plenty of coaches that can probably have taken Tennessee from where they are and get them ranked and get them in the playoff talk and get them beating teams, but it might have been 3 or 4 years. The way he did it so quickly – and like I've said on the other pods, like
you're gonna talk about when we first went there.
Well, that I've mentioned that a bunch. Like the first thing we saw was a disaster. But I'm saying, but I also feel like this is very much it's very much built on a foundation and a culture.
Yeah.
For example, like we are going to take people out of JUCO. We are going to take transfers and portal kids, but he is still very much bringing in good quality talent from high school.
Yeah.
This is not like, for example, a guy that used to coach at Tennessee, Lane Kiffin. Like, I feel like Lane is, and I think Lane does really, like, he does want to win. I do think he's a good offensive coach. I would never want him being my head coach anymore because of the culture that he builds is that very much of, like, the look at me. I feel like their recruiting and their high school recruiting is never great. He's just always going to get a good quarterback out of the transfer that they'll compete with. Maybe a good couple good offensive people, but it's like they're building, you know, they're not building through high school. Like Alabama's still going to build through high school. Clemson's still going to build through high school. Yeah. Like Ohio State's still going to build
Georgia's building through high school.
You know, like, so you want to, that be your lump sum. And then you sprinkle somebody else on top. And I'm glad that Heupel's doing that compared to every year. We're like, oh gosh, we got to go get seven or eight transfers and three or four JUCOs, and then you know what I mean?
Yeah, and here another part side of this contract is the buyout. Is if there was a situation where we don't want him to be our coach anymore. But I'm thinking about it and I'm like, what would he have to do to where we would want to fire him? Would having 2 years in a row of mediocre wins, 6-7, make it to where people are like, fire him?
People, yes. So 2029 is a little dramatic. I mean, things change all the time. But yeah. I get that's the nature of college. But, like, yes, next year if he wins only 8 games, and then the year after that he wins 8 or 9, like, I'm still fine with it.
I'm
like,
great.
I'm fine with it.
Would that happen? Like, would the populace be like, we need to move on?
Depending on how bad it looked on the field and depending on if you
who he lost it.
Right. And so – but I feel like I've seen enough where he's got some equity built up for me for a year or two. Like,
I mean, at least.
Right.
I mean, you just beat Alabama first time in 15 years. You just beat Florida, which we had won one in the past 17. It's like, where you're going, we finished in the top 10 since the last time, what, 2001 or something?
I feel like what I could see in the future, literally like in a year, say next year goes – 8 wins, 9 wins, we win a bowl game. It's a good year, not a great year. But then you come up and it's on his fourth year, and like maybe we don't start out great, and then people are going to start saying, well, they've caught up to his offense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this offense isn't working in the SEC anymore. Like, whatever, just like crap like that maybe, you know? And so, but like, I feel like he's such a good coach that people will catch up and will, but I think he's going to evolve as well. I don't think he's one of these guys that is going to be stuck in his way. Like, you know, when he got hired 2 years ago, like I think yesterday it was the 2-year anniversary. And like, I feel like he's going to evolve. And like, right when he got hired, we're like, oh, this guy scores a bunch of points. He throws it all over the yard. But like, you and I learned very quickly, like, he knows that football is won in the trenches. He knows that he needs to run the ball. Like, so it's not a bunch of flash and sizzle as much as people think it is. Yeah. And so I think he'll adjust to different games. He'll adjust to his opponents.
It's also like, you can't tell me Hendon Hooker was the most talented quarterback in the nation.
You can't tell me
Jalin Hyatt was the most talented wide receiver. You can't tell me that every other player was the best at their position. It's like, he was able to take this team and beat an Alabama team who had way more guys. If you did a guy off, like Bryce Young is a first overall pick, where Hendon's maybe second round, maybe. You know, like,
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, with the guys that Georgia and Alabama have, you should win all the time. What he was able to do without those guys, like, Hendon was an afterthought at Virginia Tech. They didn't want him anymore.
I agree. And so for me as a good coach, like, what I want as a coach that's coaching my teams is that you get the most out of your players,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's, you can say get the most out of your players. You develop your players. I want it to be a good culture, which I think he is about the family. It's about hard work. It's like no nonsense, but in his own way. Like, he doesn't have to scream and yell at people.
No.
But, like, it's still a no nonsense. Like, if you do the right things, you'll play. If I can't trust you on game day, you're not going to play. So to recap, the first one is, like I said, that he gets the most out of his players. He builds a good culture, and it's a good family culture, and it's something real. Mm-hmm. And you do – he has love for the players, and they have love for him. And then lastly – is that he's a advantage on game day, because he is a good play caller. He is a good he is good schematically. Like, those are the three things that make up the best coaches. And some of these coaches are really good, and they mainly only have two. Like a Dabo, like, I don't know how good Dabo is on game day. Like, I personally don't think he's that good on game day, but like, he gets those guys to play hard. He can recruit. He can build a good culture. You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel very lucky.
That's what Butch was missing.
What?
Game day.
Right. Oh, he was terrible on game day.
Yeah.
I used to argue that when you were on the team.
He recruited his ass off, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason we got 5 stars.
Well, I think a lot of people can recruit at Tennessee. I really do. I you and I could recruit at Tennessee half these people that listen to this can recruit Tennessee because Tennessee is a national brand, has unbelievable fan base, has a good money, good facilities.
But we have to agree that Butch brought in higher ranked players than Dooley and Pruitt, the two coaches on the other sides of him.
I mean, Pruitt brought in some players. I mean, Pruitt signed some different folks. I mean, he wasn't good game day. I mean, Pruitt just didn't know how to run a program.
Yeah.
Like you always say, like you used to always talk about, like, because when you were still on the team and I'd give you a hard time about Butch, I was like, dude, Butch is awful on game day. And you're like, he doesn't have to be even be like, it's nice if he can be good on game day, but that doesn't matter. Like, it's the offensive coordinator, it's the defensive coordinator. It's like, yeah. You know, like, at least Butch knew how to somewhat run a program. Yeah. And, like, even though we thought he was fake and you guys could see it through it, like, he still would get you guys to play hard, you know, to a certain extent. So, anyways, I'm very, very happy for Coach Heupel. I think he deserves it. I think he earned it.
Yep.
And I think he deserves to be paid. And I know that these college coaches make a ton and these NFL coaches make even more. And everyone's like, you know, that these guys shouldn't make that much. I'm, you know, listen, in a perfect world, I wish that we could pay doctors. I mean, well, excuse me, doctors make tons. I wish we could pay nurses more, school teachers more, yeah, police officers more, firefighters more. I really do. I wish that could happen. But those things don't bring in the money that a college football or an NFL does. So it's that, it's like it used to, you know, it's like that talk about, I just saw yesterday, like the WNBA was talking about, like, they deserve more money, or like the women's soccer deserves more money. It's like, well, if you brought in more money,
yeah, then there'd be more money to spend.
Right, yeah. Right. So it's like, I'm very much like, whether you're a male, female, you know, whatever gender, whatever race, whatever ethnicity, like, I don't care. It's just like, it's simple to me when I look at it. You're going to make more if your product is bringing in more. It's simple. Yeah. It's simple as that.
How are you? How much do people watch you? Like,
right. So
how does that?
Yeah. So I tie all that in to say, I'm fine with Coach Heupel making that and Saban making that and all that, because Tennessee football by itself, whether they're good or bad, makes money, because we are great fans. We're going to show up. We're going to tailgate. We're going to buy the merchandise. So even if we're not that good,
I mean,
we're going to make money. But when we are really good and relevant, it is ridiculous how much money it makes for everyone in the city of Knoxville.
It's also,
and so it's like, it's worth to pay a guy $9 million a year, which sounds crazy, but it's worth it to pay him for what it brings. I mean, like, enrollment for the university went up a ton over the past 2 years because of all the eyes of these 15-year-old boys and girls. And they're like, oh my gosh, that looks so fun. Or like, oh my gosh, like, I love that. Like, this is cool. Like, I would love to be in that environment. And so they're just going to go to school there. They're not, might not even be football fans, but they just want to be a part of it. There's so many people that you talk with. They're like, I've met so many people that were from like up north, and they're like, I just want to go to an SEC school. I just want, yeah, to be a part of that. So it's like, when the product is good,
it's also the, maybe the only other teams that don't need the money that football brings in is basketball. But that's it. Every other sports team we have relies
on football,
on the money that football brings in. Even when we were bad, they relied on the money that football brought in,
right,
to pay for everything else, because those teams just don't bring in a lot of money.
Yeah, they don't bring in revenue. So it's simple. And so it's like, and the other thing that you hit on is like how much these coaches work, how, yeah, much the hours that they put in.
It's,
that's
crazy.
Why I've always said they deserve whatever they get paid. And it's the reason that I did not try to chase a dream. Like, because I went back to Memphis and talked with them. I sat in with my football ops guy and we talked for like 2 hours. And because I was thinking about going back there to GA, I've always had that burning desire to coach, but I was like, I'm not going to work the hours that these guys work and not see a family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get, exactly, it. Like, as much as I love football, I love my family more.
Yeah. Get ready to sleep on the couch.
Right. Yeah. It's like,
not at your house, in the facility.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so one of my good buddies from Knoxville, his dad is a fantastic, fantastic architect. Like, he's gotten voted that he's one of the best, and he does very high end stuff. So he was actually doing some work for Barb Jones, Butch, mm-hmm, Butch's wife. They were doing it at their house.
Love Barb.
And
she's awesome. She's great. Every time I talk to her, she's the nicest lady.
Yeah. So Mr. Andrews was over there and he was talking, and they were just talking, and like, she was literally talking about how Butch would get home at like 11:30, 12:30, and then he is up and back on the road by 4 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah.
So physically, I don't even know if I could do it because I love my sleep. But like not seeing my family, like it's just not. No, listen, it would be unbelievable if I was, you know, if I was born into that and that and my dad did it, then like it would be easy because I'm like, I'm going to go work for him because we would both love doing it together. And I get to spend all that time and see him anyways. Mm-hmm. So I get it. And that's why a lot of the kids that we know that they're doing what their dads did, because it's just they're used to that lifestyle. But me not being used to that lifestyle, I was like, I couldn't do it. So these coaches deserve what they make because what gets brought in, like I said, even though UT by itself, whether they're good or bad, brings in a lot of money. When they're good, it brings in even more.
So much more, yeah.
And I'm happy with what they, you know, like I said, for how much they work. Now, obviously, you guys know all the stats. I'm shocked. I will be shocked if anyone in the comments says he doesn't deserve the money or like you're not happy about it. I don't know how anyone could not be happy with what he's done. I don't. I mean, so
I mean the turnaround.
So on the 2020, and I know it was a COVID year, and I know it was Pruitt's last year, but I mean, you go 3-7, and you know, points per game's 20, you know, rushing yards is like 1600, passing yardage is
that is awful, 1600 yards in the season.
Let me see passing here. That's per game, like total offense. I want to see total. Like total yards for the season that year was 3,400 a game. We were 346. I mean, dude, Heupel now is doing like 500, 400, 500, 600 games.
I think their average was 540 or something. It's like 540 something yards a game.
And the thing is like when you look at all the statistics offensively, it's like first, third. First, fifth, yeah. Fifth, third.
Yeah.
Like it's in
and, there, and people thought there's no way he can transfer this from UCF to SEC ball.
And I specifically remember where I was. Matter of fact, you had just started doing the pod.
You
had literally just started doing the pod. I just listened to one of your pods because I was driving to Charleston, South Carolina. I was in Columbia and then Charleston, South Carolina for work. And I just listened. I just called you because we were arguing about something that you said on the pod. And I go in. And I check into the hotel and I go in to get a workout in. And that's when the news broke. And I'm like, I don't really know much about this guy. I was like, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because
we were probably talking about Danny White.
Well, it was like, because Danny just brought in, I was like, Danny's here. He's going to hire his guy. And I think at that time, some of the rumor mill, which I never believed, but I wanted to believe, was James Franklin was going to come. And like, I never believed Franklin would leave Penn State. I've always liked James Franklin. I thought he had been better at Penn State because of how good he did here in Nashville at Vandy.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to have him, but I never really believed it. And so when Heupel comes, I'm like, all right, this dude can score. Like, he's going to score points. Like, it's pretty proven. And it made me feel better because, like, okay, he had done it in the SEC, just not as a head coach.
Exactly. As
offensive coordinator. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, like, and at that point, I wasn't mad and I wasn't necessarily excited. I was more of like, we've gotten burned so many times. Like, let's just see what the fuck happens. And like, very quickly on him in his second game, like second quarter of that Pitt game, I think I texted you. I was like, dude, we have a ball coach. And that was his second game, second quarter. But you could just see, like, game day wise, it was silly, bro. Like, what he was dialing up, like, how he was getting guys to run free, how he was. And then the other thing is, too, like, we always knew, like, he's going to be good offensively. But, like, hot take, like, I think the defense has been serviceable.
Definitely.
And they did take a step this year. Like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, listen, I've got the stats pulled up. I mean, in 1 year, we basically doubled our points. We were from 20 points to 39. So we basically doubled that. I mean, rushing is basically doubled. It's 3,100. And then let me see what the total offense.
16 to 31.
Total offense went from like 360 to 470. I mean, that's per game. I mean, and then he basically did double the total yards. We went from like 3,100 to 6,100.
Yeah.
I mean, so numbers talk. Like, not only do we see it with our eyes and it looks good, but like these numbers, are they what they are? It's like, it's fucking impressive, man. Like, I don't really get super excited about recruits, but like if Nico is remotely as good as he looks and can be, like, dude, it could be a fucking freak show in Knoxville.
I mean, it could be undefeated Heisman national championship. Like, it can.
I mean, it's
getting fired up for it, right?
I mean, because if you have that guy who's a generational quarterback like that's really good, you get him one or two receivers that are above average. You don't even have to have Marvin Harrison Jr. out there. You get him a couple that are
pretty above good O line.
above average, couple good O-line, and then get some dogs that are defensive end and some corners. I mean, watch the fuck out. Watch out.
Watch out, Kirby.
And by the way,
come for that ass.
By the way, I've started responding to some of our comments again on YouTube. So I always appreciate those. There's some that are so funny. First off, I forget who it was, but you were talking about that I need a line or like a – what'd you say? We got to come up – because remember I said comedy yeha, and you're like,
oh yeah. Was that your catchphrase?
Catchphrase, yeah. But someone said, no, the Reed's catchphrase is he's a problem.
Yeah, that is true.
Because I do love saying that. Saying that with this team was like – they would score. I'm like, they're a fucking problem. Yeah. And so thank you for that. I appreciate that. That is
– how many recruits would have been problems for us.
Yeah. Or like when I was up there in the Bama section and we scored a me, like, we, so, but then I saw one that they were, one of the guys had put on there that he was talking about, like, if you take a bathroom break every day for 1 year, that it equals to like getting, did you see that? Oh, you got to go back. He said, if you take a bathroom break each day at work for like 15 or 20 minutes, he says, over a year span, that equals to a week. And he goes, so you get paid a week for taking a bathroom break.
I thought he did the research.
Yeah, or he just knew the math. Yeah. So, dude, you guys on the comments are unbelievable. You guys are great. I'm always laughing. We appreciate all the nice things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's great. But, yeah, we didn't have a ton to talk about today.
We still went for a good amount.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying we didn't go for a good amount. I'm just saying I don't know how entertaining it was because it wasn't – I mean, we apologize. It's people my fault. Us. It's my fault that we're
don't
not –
don't worry about it.
What's that?
Don't worry about it. People love us.
I don't know about that. But it's my fault that we're not talking and breaking down the basketball game, one of the biggest games of the year. My fault. I apologize.
okay.
But
hey, we got next week.
We
can talk about it next week.
And like I said, we're going to continue. It's still early in 2023. We still are going to try to put out two more pods. I think that I'm going to get a laptop, start doing some of the editing so we can try to put more out. We may or may not still have an announcement coming. We're waiting to see. That's up in the air. And you know what? We will let everyone know what it was, whether it goes through or not.
Yeah.
So
transparency. I don't care.
Yeah.
At all. But appreciate you guys so much for watching and listening. If you are watching, please like and subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you're just listening, rate and review, download and re-download. We have merch now, How We Doing Bud t-shirts, so please go out and get those in orange and in white. And follow us on social media at Believe in Tennessee for our main account on Twitter, at rbacon26reet, at Kyler Kurbison for myself on all social medias. And like Reed said, appreciate you guys so much. You're the best. You're the reason this podcast keeps going. So, as always, go Vols.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.